This is a Fox News alert. The daughter of a beloved entertainer has died. I'm Lee Silasera. Lisa Marie Presley, the only daughter of Elvis and Priscilla Presley, has died after she was rushed to a Los Angeles area hospital this afternoon. The sole heir to Graceland began a singing career of her own in the early 2000s and also released several singles where she sang along with her father's recordings.
Mama cries.
In a statement, her mother, Priscilla, wrote, "She was the most passionate, strong, and loving woman I have ever known." The two appeared at the Golden Globe Awards on Tuesday and celebrated the win of Austin Butler for his portrayal of her father in the movie Elvis. At least six people have died, 12 hospitalized in Alabama, and at least one person has died in Georgia after severe weather spawned suspected tornadoes. The attorney general names a special counsel to look into classified documents found in places connected to President Biden.
The documents, some found in a former office space and the most recent discovered at the president's Delaware home, will be investigated by Robert Hur as special counsel. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Hur's resume includes prosecuting counterterrorism and violent crime in Maryland and Washington, D.C.
As U.S. attorney, he supervised some of the department's more important national security, public corruption, and other high-profile matters.
Hur will take over the investigation of Chicago federal prosecutor John Lausch, who recommended the look into the documents move forward.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. House Republicans say they want assessments by late January. The Coast Guard has turned away another 177 Cuban migrants caught off the Florida coast, sending them back to the island, saying they were intercepted earlier this month and repatriated today as a group of 25 Haitians who traveled to Florida on a sailboat were taken into custody. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Police claim the husband of missing Massachusetts mother Anna Walsh lied to investigators about his whereabouts.
The timeline that Anna Walsh's husband gave to police on the day that she disappeared, January 1st and beyond, remains under very heavy scrutiny. There is video evidence, proof that 47-year-old Brian Walsh did go out to a local smoothie shop the day after she disappeared. He told police he'd taken his 6-year-old son. And while no child is seen in the footage, Walsh appears to pace the floor for several minutes just before 10 a.m. on January 2nd. He's said that was the only place he went that day, as he was still under house arrest for a conviction stemming from his sale of forged art. But prosecutors say he was also caught on surveillance at a nearby Home Depot wearing surgical gloves and paying cash for a slew of cleaning supplies, mops, tarps, and tape.
Fox's Molly Line in Cohasset, Massachusetts. A new study suggests boiling peanuts could help those who suffer from a peanut allergy.
Researchers at Flinders University in Australia studied 70 kids who suffer from peanut allergies. They were given peanuts boiled for 12 hours for 12 weeks, 2-hour boiled peanuts for 20 weeks, and roasted peanuts for 20 weeks. The results showed 80% of the participants became desensitized to peanuts. Researchers believe the heat in boiling peanuts can affect the structure and immunoreactivity of peanuts, and they say the results are promising, but more research is needed. Researchers advise those with peanut allergies against trying this method themselves, at least for now. Gianna DeLosi, Fox News.
A new study says ExxonMobil's scientists were remarkably accurate in their predictions predictions about global warming, but at the same time, the company made public statements that contradicted its own scientists' conclusions. The study in the journal Science looked at research that Exxon funded, which forecast the coming warming with precision equal to or better than government and academic scientists during the same time that the oil giant publicly doubted that warming was real. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.